Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, hey! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. I want to try to give the people what they want. Got to give the people, what they want. And this way you can kind of choose between different subjects instead of me doing one long pod on everything that's been on my mind. I'm going to, over the next 2 days, cover the Bulls, the Bears, the Cubs, and the White Sox. So you can kind of pick and choose what you want to do. This is another audio only, so thanks to everyone who continues to support us on Spotify and on Apple. We appreciate your patronage. We are at the halfway point. We are here with the Cubs, and we have a Cubs team that is in first place, 18 games above 500, 57-39. I just finished watching them win against the Yankees, and I was a little concerned. I thought that, and it's funny, we keep thinking this about Shota. I thought that this lineup of right-handed bashers would hit the ball in the air and get the ball out of the yard. And they did that once, but only once. Winning 4-1 at Yankee Stadium, impressive stuff. Them winning the series, them still being in first place. Here's what's weird about the Cubs season to me so far. You know I'm not good at math. I'm getting better. Did you know that Duolingo has math now? Anyway, so it's what, 96 games that have been played by the Cubs? It's felt like they're in much greater control of their own destiny than they actually are. They're one game ahead of Milwaukee. That Milwaukee team is on fire right now, and the Cubs are only a game up on them in the standings. I don't know if that's good or bad. I just think that that's the observation, that this has been a great year for the Cubs. 18 games, you can't complain about that. You can't complain about 18 games above 500, but there are the Brewers organizationally continue to lurk at 56-40. They continue to lurk. The rest of this division is in. I've come to the conclusion that the Cardinals are shit. And I imagine, even though they are in the wild card hunt, and I guess technically at this point, if you're only seven games out of a division, they're still, usually baseball people say, a game a week. As long as you're a game a week left back, you can still make it up. So seven games isn't insurmountable. They're just not very good. I think the Reds are better than them. I think the Reds are going to finish in third place inside of this division, maybe in second, but I don't know, man. The Brewers are trouble. They're just trouble. But this isn't a Brewers pod. It's not really a Cubs pod either, but this is a Cubs episode. So let me say this about this team that's playing 600 baseball going into the All-Star break. When you look at what their lineup on a daily basis looks like, there aren't a lot of holes. Like, guys are having great seasons. There's a couple of guys that you wish were better. One of them did better this weekend and especially today. But overall, would you have thought that Michael Busch would be leading this team in OPS at the All-Star break? Because he's not just leading the league. He's one of the top five in OPS in the National League. He's got a 925 OPS. He has a 925 OPS. Kyle Tucker is having a great year at 883. Pete Crow Armstrong is having a great year at 846. Seiya Suzuki is having a great year at 866. Carson Kelly is a 900 OPS. So there are five guys right there. Ian Happ is such a weird player to try and figure out value, because you know that you're going to get Gold Glove left field out of him. You know that he's probably going to end up around 750 OPS on the season. But he goes into these funks where he doesn't hit well. And then he goes on binges where he hits 5 home runs in a 2-week span. And right now he's sitting on a 700 OPS, about the same as Nico Hoerner, who's shown power over the last 4 weeks. Dansby Swanson went 2-for-4, had the home run in the game against the Yankees. He's at 730. That guy could do more, in my opinion. And he'll probably end up with over 20 home runs. But I feel like in moments when you need him this season, he hasn't been there. To this weekend, he was. But overall, this season, it hasn't been. Shaw has been the only real hole in their lineup. And I'm not sure why Bruhan is on the team. And I know that he got a hit today, but this is a guy who's hitting 184 and has an OPS of 468. So the third base thing is a problem. And I imagine they will try to rectify that as the trade deadline approaches. They need help there. You can't live in this space where that position doesn't produce more than what you're getting. They got to get some more help there. And there are players that you wonder if they're going to be available. You wonder if Eugenio Suarez, I tried to say it like Pat, because I like the way Pat says it, is going to be available. Is Alex Bregman so fed up with Boston that they would trade him? I don't think so, because they're sitting in the wild card spot right now, and they're only 3.5 games out of first place. They've had a very interesting year with the Rafael Devers move and Alex Bregman being unhappy. I really think that they're going to be a player for Kyle Tucker. And I think that's part of the reason that they moved Devers. And it might be the reason that they don't re-sign Bregman. I think they're going to pull up the Brinks truck to Kyle Tucker. But that's later on down the road. There are players that you can go and get. You can go save Ryan McMahon from Colorado. Not that he's had a great year this year, but that might be someone that you're interested in playing third base for you, because you can't just continue to have this hole offensively there. Yeah, McMahon, I'm looking it up right now. He's better than the two guys that are playing third base for the Cubs, but not much. He's about a 700 OPS. He's below it. But he at least has a track record at the major league level.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Shota being back has made a big difference in how I feel about the Cubs. He's so damn good, man. Watching him pitch, watching him control the strike zone, watching him be unafraid to with not great velocity, to go up and in on hitters. He's so fun. There are a ton of good stories on this Cubs team. Shota, obviously, from last year, people know what he's capable of. Like, watching Matthew Boyd make an all-star team is phenomenal. Seeing Pete Crow Armstrong turn to the player that he's turned into is fascinating, because I still think that there is more growth for him. And I'm not sure... I'm not sure what he's going to be as a player, but I do know that what his floor is now, and his floor is 2020 guy. Like, that's the floor for me, at least. And now it's a matter of, can he be like a legitimate year in, year out, one of the 10 best players in the National League? Because that's what he is right now. And that's asking a lot. And if the Cubs are going to lose Kyle Tucker, if they happen to bring in a guy that has the potential to be as good and maybe better than Tucker because of what PCA is as a defender. And Tucker made some nice plays this weekend. He robbed Bellinger of that home run. But I haven't been impressed with his right field. And he may be slow playing it, trying not to get hurt because he knows he's about to get $600 million. And I'm not mad at him for that. But PCA is an elite defender. And that has value to it. So I feel like now, like, seasons where he isn't at least 2020 would be disappointments. But he is a free swinger, and there are going to be teams that take advantage of that. But look at him. Like, look at what he has become. Can he sustain it? Will he wear down? I like guys being able to go to the All-Star game. I also like it when guys get a break. It's kind of up to them how they feel about it. There's a lot of the travel stress, the idea of maybe you had plans for the All-Star break, and now you're going to Atlanta for a few days, and there's going to be a lot of carrying on. You know, like, I was just in Las Vegas with my friends in my industry, and I had to be real disciplined to not be out in these streets till whenever. And even I, like, Friday night, me and Trista Crick went out and hung out with some people. And we both were like, we're getting too old for this shit. So she headed back to her hotel and I headed back to mine. But the All-Star game's a party too. You have all these extra media responsibilities. There's charitable components that are involved in it. There's historical stuff that people want you to do. So the game itself is almost like a relief. And then the guys will get a couple of days, and the Cubs, don't they start back on, let's see, when they, I think the Cubs have a day game on Friday. So even with that, and it's not like Atlanta to Chicago is a crazy commute or anything like that, but still, it's an honor. You should go. I'm not saying don't go to the All-Star game. I'm just saying that everyone needs a break. Yeah, the Cubs start back against the Red Sox at 1:20 on Friday. So if you're PCA, do you even go anywhere after? Like, do you get on a plane Wednesday morning and just come back to Chicago and go to sleep until you play on Tuesday, on Friday? So the other guys can just bounce. I love that all of the games were scheduled for the daytime. We're leaving. That's beautiful. Guys can just bounce. The clubbies will take all the stuff back to Wrigley Field. The support staff doing their job. And then, hey, I'm going to Toronto. I'm going to England. I'm going to the islands, Stony and Blue. And then I'll see y'all on Friday over at Wrigley Field. I hope that you're ready for the level of tension that is going to be the second half of the season. And I think it's good tension. I always like this. I like when there's competition. I like when there's a competitive part of this. And it's going to be fun. It might be a little nerve-wracking too, but I like it. I think this Cubs team is as good as any team in the National League, including the Dodgers. The Dodgers have the star power, but if you look, the Cubs have got the numbers offensively. And one of those Cubs is a former Dodger. It's a Dodger that got, Michael Busch got blocked. And maybe that ends up being, that could end up being Jed's best move. It could be better than the one-year rental on Tucker. Maybe they re-sign him. It could be better than the Javi trade for PCA, which has already turned out to be pretty good, and I'm happy for Javi, too. One of my favorite players of all time. I'm happy that he's an all-star. But what if Michael Bush is a great player? Like, how wild would that be? And maybe more people will talk about it in the second half, but the fact that he's sitting behind Shohei Ohtani right now in OPS, no one would ever guess that. And the fact that they still could have had him on their team too is also wild, but where was he going to play? There's no place for him to play. So it ends up being fortunate. That's good scouting by Jed Hoyer. And I was not a believer, and I am now. Not that it matters. Second half's going to be fun. I can't wait for it. Well, I guess I'm going to have to because it's All-Star Week. And most hosts will go and take a vacation during All-Star Week. For some reason, I don't. I like that I'm get to be wacky on the radio this week and do weird stuff and topics that I've always wanted to do. And no, I don't know if I'm doing Is Caleb Williams Good? We'll see. We'll see if we'll probably do Is Caleb Williams Good this week. But if you want to email House of L, houseoflpodcast@gmail.com is the way you can do it. We thank Remy Martin, our fine sponsor, for all of their love and support. Buckle up, Cubs fans. This is going to be a fun ride. And it might be stress-filled, but that good type of stress. And we'll keep watch of it on the podcast and on the radio show. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.